And good morning, Bruce.
And good morning, Cora. Good morning, listeners. Wonderful to have your company here on Yarra Valley FM 99.1 for our regular Thursday morning community conversations program. I know many of you have been listening to us, well, some of you for 5 years we've been on air, and wonderful to have your loyalty and your listening ears every Thursday morning. If you're new to the program, if you're a first-time dial-in, first-time listener, thanks for joining us this morning. I know that you're going to find this morning a fascinating program. It's wonderful to have your company. Well, it's the 23rd of July. This week, it's 5 months till Christmas. I wonder what we'll be doing at Christmas. Will we still be facing the challenges of COVID-19? I wonder. How are you tracking? How are you going? Today, I found it a bit of a challenge putting my face mask on as I came down here to the studio. And I know many of us in Melbourne this morning are challenged with the same thing. So wear that mask, wear some face covering, and if you're not feeling well, please stay at home. We don't want COVID-19 being spread around any more than it is already. So, well, the challenges of COVID. We've all had to adapt. We've had to learn new ways of working. We've had to change the ways that we've been working. We've had to change the ways that we are supporting and interacting with our community. So I thought this morning it'd be really good to hear from a couple of people who are doing some significant stuff in supporting community groups and not-for-profits to be able to cope through the challenges of the current climate. And so, well, using our technology that we talked about last week with the amazing Megan, I have on here, socially distant, Lewis Williams. Hi, Lewis.
Morning. Hello, everyone.
Lewis is all the way from New South Wales. Lewis's background is with finance. He's an experienced banker. He works for community sector banking. He is at the moment directly involved in supporting organisations, businesses, not-for-profits that are wanting support from banking for COVID-19. And we might not get much chance to talk about that directly, Lewis, but you're doing a great job with that, we hear. So well done.
Thanks, Bruce.
And Lewis and I last year were involved in the Social Investment Grants Program, which saw grants being given out to not-for-profit organisations to support them to build their capacity and to grow their impact. And that was great to be involved with that with you last year, Lewis.
No, it was fantastic to be involved in that, mate. Look forward to it, seeing it again this year.
And yes, well, in fact, a quick plug to say that it's kicking off in a couple of weeks. So perhaps next week we'll talk a little bit about that. And also on the air, on Zoom, is Helen Wood. Hi, Helen.
Hi, Bruce. Good morning.
Helen is Director of TMS Consulting. We won't get a lot of time this morning to talk about the amazing stuff that you do as well, Helen, but I know you support a lot of businesses, a lot of not-for-profits, a lot of community groups with strategic planning, with change development, with coaching, with support and leadership. And I love one of your quotes on your website there. You do it because all organisations are human. All organisations are human. I love that quote. Helen is also a community bank director. She runs her own business, her own hospitality business here in Healesville. And wow, Helen, you're a busy person.
Yeah, I've managed to pack a bit in, Bruce. So very, very pleased to be talking with you today as well. As another thing to fit in. But my husband and I love living in Healesville, and it's been the best decision we ever made to move down from Queensland. So we just love it.
Wow. Well, we're all adapting, as I said on the introduction. I want just by way of introduction, I'm going to put you on the spot. Give us one little tip that has helped you remain sane or to keep some kind of balance or some kind of normality in this crazy times that we live in. Let's start with you, Lewis. What's one thing that you've done differently or you're doing differently at the moment?
Well, it's probably two things, but I pack it into one, Bruce, is at different times during the day, just going for a walk around the block and putting on my headphones. And we were talking about, you know, music just before the show, and I think that's a really positive thing for me, is that just finding some stuff on the iPod that's relevant to how I feel, putting the headphones on, just going for a quick walk around the block. And In normal environment, you can't do it as much, but with this, you can.
Fantastic.
It just helps. It really helps. It really helps.
And keep healthy. And sadly, I was listening to the OECD data this morning, and Australia is the fifth of all the OECD countries in terms of obesity levels. So that's a bit scary, Lewis. Let's, Helen. What about one tip? One tip from you,
Bruce. Mine would be to look for the positive in the challenging. So rather than, I guess, get consumed by the things we can't do, to be really thinking about the things that we can. So I know for myself, I've set projects as a goal that I want to achieve during the period that we're locked down or we're in stage three. If I'm at home, what can I do with the time that I've got available rather than thinking about all the things that I can't do? So, and in that context, agree with Lewis, keeping up exercise, good routines, eating well, looking after yourself. It's perhaps, although for not a great reason, is a unique opportunity that we'll all have to spend some time on ourselves. So we need to take that opportunity as best as we can.
A little bit of time, a little bit of forced time out, Helen, or something like that.
Exactly.
Thanks for that. Before we go to our first song this morning, I just would, to whet our appetite, to set the scene for the conversation we're going to have, tell us, each of you, why it is that you enjoy, or why is it that you are committed to working with not-for-profit, with community organisations? We might start with you, Helen. What is your passion there? I've already quoted your amazing statement, because all organisations are human, which I really like. But what drives you to work with not-for-profits, Helen?
I think it's a sense of community, a sense that, you know, if we all collectively give what we can, contribute to the community, look to help others, particularly if we've been fortunate ourselves, and I'm very grateful for the life Ralph and I have and the opportunities I've had and the success I've been able to have with my business. So something that's really important to me is to give back and to really think about how I can support the community. And as with that, there's a personal aspect of that, but then more broadly, if organisations are healthy, if the not-for-profit sector is healthy, the community is more healthy, everyone does better. So indirectly, that has a business benefit as well. But it really is about empowering communities and making sure that everyone holistically in the community is as healthy as we can be. So I just find a lot of passion in giving my whatever I can do, my time, my skills to help. And I have a particular passion for young people. So when I was in Queensland, I worked with the Brisbane Youth Service for quite a long time.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I was the chair of the board there, Bruce, for 6 years.
There you go.
And looked after, you know, really tried to look after young people who were struggling with homelessness. So I've brought that passion to Healesville as well.
Wonderful. And Lewis, for you, before we go to the first song you've selected for us?
You said you weren't going to credit me with
that. Oh, that's right. I won't.
I think the human thing that Helen talked about is really important. I mean, these are really human businesses. They don't build stuff. They don't make stuff generally, which is, I guess, what I've seen a lot of my career has been, you know, manufacturing and industrial things. But this is different, not for profit. You know, it's very much about people. And, you know, they all basically thrive on you know, people's efforts, collective efforts and different skills. And the other thing I always find passionate is that there's always something to do. You know, there's no shortage of different aspects of the sector, and that's actually growing. So, you know, I think there's always going to be opportunity to help and do something to help the not-for-profit sector thrive. So that's where my passion comes from.
Wonderful. And listeners, you're listening to Lewis Williams and Helen Wood, and we're having a conversation around not-for-profits, community organisations, and ways that we can, well, support and work together through this challenging time. Lewis has selected Don't Look Back in Anger by Oasis for our first song.
Fade away.
And you're with Bruce Argyle here on Community Conversations. And my very special guests this morning, not in the studio, but via Zoom, are Helen Wood, who's the Principal Director of TMS Consulting based here in Healesville, and Lewis Williams, all the way from New South Wales. And Lewis, we're a bit envious of you not being in lockdown up there at the moment. Those of us that have just had to start wearing face masks here in Melbourne today.
I've got my face masks on order though, Bruce, so I'm not getting too carried away.
There you go. And look, the thing that both Lewis and Helen share at the moment is an involvement in a winter webinar series, and it's hosted by the Healesville Community Bank. And Helen, let's go to you. What was the driver in terms of wanting to do this? Why a winter webinar series? And what does a winter webinar series look like?
Bruce, the board of the local community bank in Healesville were looking for opportunities broader than what we normally do in terms of our contribution to community to really sort of help people through this period, perhaps create some, peer learning and peer sharing of what people are going through during COVID-19, what have been the impacts on the not-for-profit sector or businesses more broadly in Healesville. So we were just looking for opportunities to be even more supportive of the community, to be, obviously, out there helping out. And through a series of discussions and brainstorming, we came up with the idea of the winter webinar series. And that really is an opportunity for anyone in the community. They don't have to be a customer of the bank, but anyone in the community to join us for a series of three sessions, June, July and August. We've obviously had the June session, which was very successful.
We'll talk about that in a moment.
Yes, absolutely. What the winter webinar series is about is really a few different topics that we think are very relevant to the not-for-profit sector and to businesses more broadly. We explore those topics. Everyone dials in on Zoom. I'm moderating those sessions and just facilitating it to make sure we get lots of interaction and contribution. For each of the sessions, we have a special guest or two, and they come along and share their thoughts. And so it's really just an opportunity for people to come together, albeit virtually, and to talk about what is happening in Healesville due to COVID-19 and what can we collectively do in our organisations to make sure that we are making the best we can of a difficult situation. The series is free. There's no cost to attend. You're just welcome to come along. If people RSVP, and I'm sure we'll talk about that a little bit later, Bruce, but if you do want to attend, you just email me and I'll send you a Zoom link for the session.
There you go. And that's really current because the second webinar in the three-part series is tonight. And so if you are involved in a business, a community group, a not-for-profit, and you want some support, some ideas, some interactions with some like-minded people who are faced with very similar challenges, just email Helen. It's helen.wood@hdcel.com.au. I'll give you that email address again later. But, how did you decide what you were going to do? You've mentioned a little bit of research. Lewis, you've been heavily involved in the ACOS survey that was done across, I think, some 1,500 not-for-profit organisations late last year, December, I think, and some of the results that came out of that. You've been involved with UTS in terms of their impact measurement of not-for-profit organisations and how effective they are. What was some of the drivers from that survey that played into the first webinar?
Well, I think it was pretty clear from the ACOS survey that was done pre-COVID that the not-for-profit sector is already finding things this is a very general comment, but finding things very, very tough. There's, as I mentioned in the earlier comment, the demand for community services is growing. It's not getting any smaller, and yet government funding is actually getting smaller. So not-for-profits are having to look at different ways to raise funds to keep doing what they do. And, of course, when you then have a COVID environment off the top of it, then looking at funding is, a pretty critical thing. So we talked quite a bit in the first session, Bruce, about, how fundraising can be looked at in very, very different ways at the moment.
Because you know, Lewis, just to interrupt you, of course, these not-for-profit organisations, many of them have lost their opportunity to raise money through their op shops. Yes. They've had to cancel their events, their fundraising things and so on, haven't they?
Yeah, they have. So they've had to look at other ways to raise funds. And, you know, in some cases, you know, we've seen organisations that have sort of been thinking about, okay, we've been putting these ideas of going on, you know, online on hold for a while. Well, now they've actually had to sort of say, okay, we have to do it now because we can't have that, you know, fun fair that we were planning, you know. So I think it's sort of COVID has exacerbated an already tough, environment for the not-for-profit sector generally. And when we talk about that, I think we should be clear because it's a very big sector. And, you know, your larger, you know, your very big ones, you know, will come through this fine. But when you've got small and medium ones, you know, that are operating off very small budgets, it's a pretty tough time.
So are you saying, Lewis, perhaps that small and medium-sized not-for-profits and community groups, local community groups, are more impacted than perhaps some of the larger charities?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, a lot of people, and we saw it during the fires as well, Bruce, you know, when people, you know, feel inclined to give, the top few names that come to their mind are always very large ones, you know, Smith Family, Salvation Army and so forth. But there are, you know, tens of thousands of small and medium not-for-profits that are doing wonderful things in various areas. And people don't always, you know, think of them when it comes to sort of raising funds. So, you know, people do need to think a little bit more sort of, you know, broadly than just those top two or three.
Let's go back to you, Helen. We've got, not surprisingly, lots and lots of people who listen to this program who are heavily involved in community groups and not-for-profits and charities and service clubs and so on. Perhaps just whet our appetite a little, what were one or two of the key takeaways, if you like, from the first webinar that you held?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Bruce, it's really important, I guess, for organisations who, as Lewis said, do normally depend on donors or contribution from other people in the community to really think about their relationship and their presence in the community. So what is it that they are doing in order, it might be their social media strategy, it might be the way they engage with the media, it might just still be, even though it has to be online at the moment, making sure they're connecting and maintaining, if not deepening, those relationships that they have with people who would normally be supporting them. We looked back at some of the lessons from the bushfires and also just more broadly when community is in crisis, what are some of the things that we really need to be conscious of? So donor relationship, understanding your crisis management plan and how it is that you can operate in a crisis. That's something we have to do when we're not in crisis, to be planning ahead, to be ready when those things hit us that we weren't expecting. And I suppose the other really big one is just to have a really clear vision for what you're about, what you're offering in terms of your contribution to community, so that donors and people who might want to give can really relate to that and understand who you are, why you exist, and who it is that you're looking to support.
Fantastic. Great words of advice there from Lewis and Helen. That's Lewis Williams and Helen Wood. We're going to have another song. It's Robbie Williams, Better Man. Thanks, Lewis.
Yep.
Tell someone to love me, I need to rest in arms. Keep me safe from harm, I'm pouring rain. Give me endless summer, Lord, I feel the cold. Feel I'm getting old before my time. As my soul heals the shame, I will grow through this pain. Lord, I'm doing all I can to be a better man. Go easy on my conscience, it's just not my fault. I know I've been told to take the blame. Rest assured, my angels will catch my tears, walk me out of here. I'm in pain as my soul heals the shame. I will grow through this pain. Lord, I'm doing all I can to be a better man. Once you found that lover, you're homeward bound. Love is all around. Love is all around. Tell someone to love me. I need to rest in arms. Keep me safe from harm, pouring rain. Give me endless summer. Lord, I feel the cold. I feel I'm getting old before my time. As my soul heals the shame, I will grow through this pain. Lord, I'm doing all I can to be a better man.
Here on Community Conversations on Yarra Valley FM 99.1. Thanks for your company this morning. We're talking, well, the impacts of the current pandemic on not-for-profit and community groups. And on air, on Zoom, I have Lewis Williams and Helen Wood, and we're talking about the webinar series that has been designed by the Community Bank to support not-for-profits. It's a three-part series. The second of the three is on tonight. And if you want to sign up, there's no cost, free support, 7 o'clock tonight. Just email helen.wood@hdcel.com.au. She'll send you a Zoom link and you can join the group tonight for a lively conversation around financial and cash flow management. We'll talk a little bit about that. Obviously, we don't have time to cover the whole lot, but that is happening tonight. So let's go back a little bit. If community groups, if not-for-profit organisations are struggling in the midst of all this, apart from signing up for the webinar, where do they go for help? Where do they get help in these challenging times? Perhaps start with you, Lewis.
Well, I think Helen made a point a little bit before that being really clear about what you do and who you are is really important. I think once you've got that message clear, you can then aim where you go. So I think being close to your funders, your donors, philanthropy, your banks at this point in time, all really, really important. And I think being very honest about the state of play as well. You know, I think that's really, 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 really clear, that you have to be honest about where you're at.
And Lewis, that was, excuse me interrupting, that was one of the takeaways that Helen referred to a moment ago, that this time, really, it's really, really important that you stay close to your donors, to your supporters, to say thank you, to build those connections even stronger. That's what you were saying, wasn't it, Helen?
Yes, exactly. I think this is the time to be really proactive and conscious about how you engage with your funders, your donors, your community more broadly. So, very important thing.
Mm. You were going to say something else, Lewis, sorry.
No, I think I'm okay, Bruce.
Okay. So
I might, Bruce, could I just add to what Lewis And I think the other thing that a lot of community groups could do that would really help is think innovatively about sideways networks and partnering that you could do with other community groups. So if there's an organisation in Hillsville who's going online very successfully, for instance, could organisations pair up or partner to do things together that before we might have done separately? So just creating that sense of network, and I guess that's why I would encourage people to dial in tonight, to RSVP today and come to the webinar this evening, because it is also a networking opportunity. We're all going through the similar sort of challenges of COVID. This is a great chance to get some ideas about how to work together in the community.
Fantastic. Whet our appetite. Let's just quickly look at a couple of the key takeaways from our first webinar. There was a particular section there where we looked at those businesses that were having success and what were the things that they were doing well in terms of operating during crisis and what was making them effective. Do either of you want to go there, just share perhaps one or two things that were takeaways from the first session?
Sure, I'm happy to jump in, Bruce, and then perhaps Lewis can add. I think, as I said, engaging with other partners in the community. Another major one was collaborating with commercial businesses on social responsibility initiatives. So if your not-for-profit has something to offer the commercial sector, this might be a really good time to be talking about how businesses can be shown to care more broadly about their community and connect what we do commercially in a business with social responsibility. So that might be an opportunity to look for. The other thing is to be profiling your team, so your staff. Make sure the community or your donors can relate to you as people rather than just a charity organisation or a not-for-profit. We can do that on social media. We can do it via the media. We can do it simply by, liaising and talking with other people in the community, albeit at the moment, obviously, in a socially distant way. But I think profile your organisation, profile your team, make yourself very real to the community, and then really think about what can you do in terms of partnerships and working with other businesses.
And Helen, one of the things that was shared was the fact that many websites are out of date and people are not using social media effectively either.
Exactly, Bruce. That was a key takeaway, and that was a lesson from the bushfires as well. So during the session in June, we looked back at some lessons from previous crises that we've all experienced or watched as part of, just part of being Australian, actually. We seem to have all these crises that we have to deal with. And that was a big lesson, is that we're not proactive enough during the good times to make sure that we're ready for when our business continuity might be challenged. So is our website up to date? Are our donor lists up to date? Are we clear on our social media strategy? Do we have someone on the board or in the organisation who's had media training or might be able to front the media for the organisation during these times? So all of those things are things, I guess, at a strategic level we need to focus on when times are good, so that when we do have these crises, we know what to do.
Fantastic. And on that happy note, let's go to Ed Sheeran, Beautiful People. Thanks for another choice, Lewis.
Sundown and they all come out. Lamborghinis and they're in it hummus. The party's on, so they're heading downtown. Everybody's looking for a come up, and they wanna know what you're about. Me in the middle with the one I love, and we're just trying to figure everything out. We don't fit in well, cause we are just ourselves. I could use some help getting out of this conversation. Yeah, you look stunning. So don't ask that question here. This is my only fear, that we become beautiful people. Top designer clothes, front row fashion shows. What you do and who you know inside the world. Beautiful people, champagne and roll up nose, breathing up some broken holes. Surrounded but still alone. Let's leave the party. That's not who. We are not beautiful.
drove for hours last night and we made it nowhere. Now I see stars in your eyes when we're halfway there. Now I'm not fazed by all the lights and flashy cameras, 'cause with my arms around you, there's no need to care.
We don't fit in well.
We are just ourselves. I could use some help getting out of this conversation here. No looks done in this. Don't ask that question here. This is my only fear that we become
beautiful people.
Top designer clothes, front row of fashion shows. What you do and who'd you know inside the world.
And well done to all those people out there this morning who are wearing face covering of some kind in line with the new regulations that came in at midnight last night. So it's a big adjustment for all of us, myself included, but well done. Keep at it and we will get there. This morning we've been talking about ways of supporting not-for-profit and community organisations in the face of COVID-19, and my special guests have been Lewis Williams and Helen Wood. Time is a-racing and... Well, there is so much to cover, but Lewis, we were just talking about off-air, a tool that you and I know have both found helpful in terms of focus and determining, you know, what we should be doing as an organisation. Would you like to just share that with our listeners briefly?
Stop, start, keep, Bruce. I think that's a really simple exercise that any board or group, you know, no matter whatever it is you do, you know, can sort of sit around and work out what are the things that we you know that we do as an organisation that we think we absolutely have to keep doing, and be really clear on that and actually challenge each other, because it's always nice to keep going with what you're doing, but has anyone actually thought, is it actually adding value to us? And then of course off the back of that, what are the things we should start doing, and the things that we should absolutely stop. So I think that's a really useful exercise for anyone to do at any time, but absolutely now. I think it's a really crucial one, and to be really honest about it.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Lewis. Helen, I'll just give the email address before I pass to you. For tonight's webinar, helen.wood@hdcel.com.au, helen.wood@hdcel.com.au, to get the Zoom link for our free webinar series tonight. Helen, whet our appetite. Why would people tune in and be a part of the conversation tonight?
So great opportunity, Bruce, to dial in and hear some really good tips from our special guests and from ourselves in terms of our research around financial management. Small business, not-for-profit, really anyone in the community is welcome to join. It is free, as you said. What we're going to be doing is sharing ideas about how to survive a recession. Everybody's talking about Australia being in recession, and we've got some very specific strategies that we're going to talk through in relation to that will help small business. We're also going to hear from two special guests, Karen Fox from Yarra Valley FM, one of our nearest and dearest.
Hi, Karen. Hi, Karen, if you're listening.
Yeah, shout out to Karen. And also Rob Giffard from Giffard Sim Accountants in Hillsville. So they're going to join us and share their thoughts about what's been happening in their businesses. So we're going to talk about what we're all experiencing, and then importantly, because of that, what are the financial management strategies, cash flow strategies that we can put in place that will really help us during this challenging time. There are lots of things we can do. Of course, there are some things we can't control, but in the session, we're going to really focus on what organisations, not-for-profits, small business can do to really manage their finances as proactively as possible. And I know Rob's got some great tips from us from the CPA as well. So it'll be a great opportunity, I think, and just to see and hear what other people are doing. And as Rob and I talked, if you only walk away with one idea that you didn't have before you joined the webinar, it would be a good use of an hour and a half this evening to dial in.
And you don't even have to leave home. It's 7 o'clock till 8:30, and it's packed. I know from having participated in the first one, it's absolutely packed, full of goodies. So make sure, spread the word. If you can't be involved, or if you already are and you know someone else who would benefit from the webinar, then spread the word. Lewis, you're going to be involved tonight. You were involved in the first one. Why do you make time for these sorts of things?
Well, I think being a community-minded person, Bruce, I think is one thing. Being on a community bank board as well, I certainly understand the involvement in that. But I think the first part being about purpose, strategy, I think that's very interesting to me. And of course, tonight is all about cash flow and finance. So as a banker, that's sort of the sort of air that we breathe, Bruce. So I guess it sort of dovetails quite well.
Yes, we wrestle, and you and I were having a conversation last week, Lewis, about what do we call these organisations, because we have traditionally called them not-for-profits, but I think you and I are both much more comfortable with terms like profit for social purpose, for example.
Purpose. I think that's absolutely critical, yeah.
Having said that, Bruce, in driving for that purpose, in managing our organisations, if we're fiscally responsible, if we're really in control of our finances, then we're going to be able to fulfil that purpose much more effectively. So I think it's really important to not forget that they are still organisations and businesses, just in a different sense, that we're there for purpose. But our back-of-house functions, if you like, our financial management, has to be really on point in order to make sure we can fulfil that purpose.
We do. And because if we're not doing that, if we're not financially viable, sustainable, then we're not going to be around, are we?
Exactly.
Totally correct. Totally correct.
Fantastic.
So dial in tonight, everyone. It's going to be a great session. Would love to have some more RSVPs today.
Terrific. A big thank you to Helen Wood and Lewis Williams for making time this morning via Zoom. I'm still getting used to this new technology, both of you, not having you physically here in the studio, but we're all being very COVID aware. Thanks so much for your time, both of you.
No, you're welcome. It's been great to be here. Thanks so much, Bruce.
Thanks, Bruce, and great to get the word out there about the webinar, so I would encourage people to participate.
Terrific. And if you did miss that email address, I will give it to you one more time real quickly, helen.wood@hdcel.com.au. Look forward to your participation tonight and your company again next Thursday morning here on Community Conversations. It's wonderful to have a smattering of different groups. And if your group, if your organisation has not yet been on this program, we'd love to hear from you and would welcome your participation. Talk to you same time next week.